it is a large section of coastline, over half a mile. And so what we did is we worked with the city and applied for a state grant through Coastal Zone Management. And with that, we were able to hire a coastal engineering firm that specializes in this type of work all around the country, and came up with these five concepts. And that'll be the interesting part, getting input based on the design and based on the cost. As you know, it's currently over 3,000 feet of rock piled sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. We're talking about which section, but this is the part that's got sort of the rocks put up against to try to protect it against the big waves and erosion, correct?
Right. So for over 3,000 feet, it is rock riprap piled sometimes as high as 10 feet. So as you're driving down Lakeshore Boulevard, you often can't even see the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the ideas, is to get people closer to the lake, to be able to see the lake. And if the road is moved, some of these designs, almost all of them include moving a section of Lakeshore Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
there'll be more public space closer to the lake. Some of the designs involve leaving some of the stone, but some of them actually create more natural sand beach.
So the general idea here is to basically, what it sounds like, is to make the road a little bit better in that area, obviously, because it is a very rough stretch of Lakeshore Boulevard, but also allow people that go there to actually see the lake, because like you said, right now you can't really do that.
Right. It'll get people closer to the lake. If one of the options includes some more natural sand beach, they can actually get in and enjoy the water and the beach. But even if that 3,000 foot section of rock remains, there are ways to backfill, move the road, create more green space, and get people closer to the water with trails and public space.
Now, with tonight's meeting that's coming up, you're really looking for input that I'm sure is now, after that, really kind of will give planners and engineers some direction with it, but there's still a long process to go, I'm sure.
There is, and this is really a preliminary planning process. But this feedback will go to the city and the city commission and the planning departments, and they'll ultimately make the decision based on public input and based on cost and other factors.
That's been sort of, in my opinion, while it's been there for a while, it still has always felt like a temporary fix, that there's still some things that can be done, and this ties into that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. There's a number of things going on with the wave action out there. So just north of there, the sand beach is actually increasing in size annually, mm-hmm. and just south of there, it's actually decreasing. So there's too complicated to get into now. We will talk about it a little bit more tonight, but when the break wall was extended, it kind of changed the wave dynamics up there. So erosion is a factor,
mm-hmm.
And so controlling that is a factor in all these designs. But we're hoping that whatever solution is settled upon, that it will be a more natural solution, mm-hmm. than what currently is there.
You mentioned you have five concepts, and obviously that's the purpose of the meeting tonight, is to kind of reveal those to everybody and say, here are some of the ideas. Let us know what you think. But without, getting into details of every one of them, are they all sort of in the same general vein, or some leave it almost like it is to let's develop it into green space and park space? Or what are some of the options people can look at tonight?
It kind of covers all of those. I mean, actually, we could add a six, which is do nothing,
okay.
Leave it as is. But then it goes from removing all the riprap and there would be some natural erosion that would occur with that scenario, then going to leaving all the riprap but bringing in fill to create green space, moving the road. And then there's a combination of riprap and these pocket coves of small beaches to more heavily engineered alternatives.
It's interesting, because this has been something that I've thought, is really a good idea to get something done with that stretch in particular, because it really is a gem of the experience of Marquette and the surrounding community and experiencing the lake. And I know that's very important with what your agency does. What are some of the things you're hoping people will tell you tonight? I mean, what are you hoping that they'll bring to the table?
Well, one thing is, you know, we're working closely with the City of Marquette Planning Department and our consulting coastal engineer, but the public often brings in things we hadn't considered. And we're in the early planning stages. Nothing is, has been decided. But thanks to their input, we can come up with a final design that, and actually I should say the city will select a final design, and then we get an engineered design from that and go to implementation. There's no time frame on this currently, but the public provides a lot of things that we may not have thought of. So,
well, the meeting is tonight at 6:30 at the Citizens Forum Room at Lakeview Arena. And like you said, Carl, you're with the Superior Watershed Partnership working in conjunction with the city with this. And I guess to close up with you this morning, that is actually a good sign that you've got city government, city concepts and ideas that are saying, yes, let's preserve and cherish this lakeshore.
Yes, definitely. And any of the solutions that are proposed will bring people closer to the water and will be more of a natural shoreline and more green space. So.
If people want to find out more through your agency about this project or other things, how can they find you on the internet?
They can. It's superiorwatersheds.org, and we will have these designs up there later this week.